This is Viba Podcast. Thank you for joining in our morning daily devotion.
Through the adversity in the journey of life, God teaches us who He is. For our God is a present help in trouble. Is it your desire to have a close, intimate relationship with God? So how will you know who God is? Most often, it is when you go through trials in life, you will begin to know who He is. Troubles will show what's in you and what's in me. Is it faith or fear? Love or hate, peace or insecurity, trust or doubts, what is in you? God is more interested in working on the inside of you, making you more like Him each day, every day. God disciples us through adversity. Psalm 62 verse 1 and 2 says, "Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken." The emphasis in this verse is surrender before God and God alone. God alone is David's salvation, his fortress, and he confidently says he will never be shaken. David trusted in God for strength. I am reminded of the incident which took place in Exodus chapter 17 in the life of Moses. The Israelites were encountering their first opposition while wandering in the desert. The Amalekites attacked the people of Israel. While Joshua led the troops into battle, Moses, along with Aaron and Hur, watched the battle from a nearby hill. Exodus chapter 17 verse 11 reads, "So it came about when Moses held his hand up that Israel prevailed, and when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed. Soon Moses became weary, and so Aaron and Hur responded by holding up his arms until the Israelites were able to finally defeat the Amalekites." Moses' staff represented God's authority and strength. By holding it up, Moses was clearly appealing to God for his help in the battle. When he held it up, Israel prevailed. When he let it down, Amalek prevailed. It is a picture of prevailing prayer that lays hold of God's strength. We must pray, but we also must use the means that God has given us for spiritual victory. Then Moses built an altar and named it, "The Lord is my banner." It was to remind them of how God provided victory in this first battle. God teaches us important principles from His word. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. We do not fight like the world. It may look silly to us and even to the world, but it works. Out of obedience comes the fulfillment of the will and the purposes of God. Have you noticed that when it rains and pours, where do the animals run in for shelter? I have seen that little birds take shelter under the leaves of the tree. The leaf of the tree becomes a covering of protection for the birds of the air. Likewise, when we come under the shelter of the Most High God, we are protected. Like David, we can say, and we can confidently say, that God is our refuge. He is our fortress, and we will never be shaken. The question here is, are we dwelling under the shelter of the Most High? Are we dwelling in the covering of His presence? Like David in the Psalm, we can say, "I will trust in Him at all times. You people, pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge." Lord, today we come into Your presence. We are covering, our refuge, and our fortress. We lift up our hands to You in surrender. We know we can rest in You and be confident in You, for You work all things for our good, and we will never be shaken. Thank You for the assurance. Thank You for Your promises. In Jesus' name, Amen.
For more details, please contact 916-364-252164 or email us to info@fibaonline.org.